hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Tis the show that talks gardening, organic gardening, a sensible way to approach gardening and landscaping and pest control and all of that. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about interior plants or large-scale agriculture, the concept basically the same. We encourage biological activity in the soil, healthy soil. That transfers to healthy roots of plants, and that transfers to the healthy top of plants and good production. It's pretty simple. You'll hear some terms that maybe you haven't heard before, but once you catch on to basically what we're talking about here, it's a lot easier to do. You're going to save time. You're going to save money, especially on water bills. Cut the water bill 40 to 50% with the natural organic program and enjoy it. Just have a lot more fun. You don't have to be around toxic chemicals, breathing them and spilling them on your self and on the garden and on the pets, have them around the pets. One of the things that our friends that are vets that are into what we talk about to a certain degree and a lot more getting on board all the time, because what they're discovering is that, yeah, the toxic stuff's bad for people and for the soil and everything else, but the pets, cats and dogs and other pets are running around bare feet in it all the time, and the incidence of cancer and other things is definitely related to that. So we'll be glad to help you go that direction. Just give us a call, telephone number here, just one that you need to remember from anywhere in the country or the world, I guess, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Why DIRT? Because I'm the dirt doctor. SPCA report, not good news from the past. Valentine, Kirby, and Peaches are all still waiting for their permanent homes. Duke is currently unavailable for adoption. Something's going on there. I guess some medical issue or something, and they say they'll keep us posted on his status. But Valentine, Kirby, and Peaches are all really cool choices for you. Take a look at them on our website on dirtdoctor.com, the SPCA button there. It's on the homepage. This week's pet is Nadine. And Nadine is very interesting. I learned about this a few weeks ago when we adopted our latest SPCA critter. If you've been listening, you heard me talk about our new adoptee. It's Hazel. She was Hazel when she was there, and then she became Hazel when we got her. Sheridan was adopted a week later, and he looked exactly like her. And I think they've still got some of her siblings down there. If you want to check out, I need to put a picture of Hazel on there. I just noticed that when we got her and when Sheridan was adopted, those pictures were taken off. So I'll try to put those back up for you and keep you posted on how she's doing. She and the little Tater, our little dog who also came from the SPCA, are getting along real well now, finally. He did not like her at first. He enjoyed being an only dog, an only child there for a while. But they're getting along well now. They're wrestling, fighting, slapping each other around. She likes him maybe a little bit more than he likes her, but it's good. It's going well. But anyway, Nadine, you can see Nadine's picture on our website, of course. 10-year-old black and white Labrador weighing about 31 pounds. She came to the SPCA from a very unusual situation. Well, unfortunately, it's not that unusual, probably. She was part of a Korean dog meat farm. And yeah, they raised dogs, South Korean dog meat farm, raised dogs for human consumption over there. And somebody got wind of it, and there was a big adoption. They got all of these dogs, and they went to SPCAs across the country. The one here in Dallas, and I'm talking about, got some of the dogs, and Nadine is part of that. She's shy as a result and unsure of people, but she's getting a lot better. One of the volunteers came in and gave her a bath recently, and she just loved it and really is getting turned on about people being nice instead of being in a cage. So check out Nadine or any of the other pets there. If you haven't been to the SPCA in Dallas, it's west of downtown Dallas. And it's a beautiful facility. The animals there are just in a great facility. Like to have them out of there and in your home, but they are kept in great conditions there. So check it out. It's the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. Those of you in the rest of the country, do the same thing. Support your rescue organizations. We really appreciate that. And also, I need to remember to talk about this more. They've got a great kitten program there at this same place. It's a foster program. You take two little kitties home and foster them. If you want to keep them permanently, I'm sure they'll make you a deal, but it's primarily set up as a foster situation in a way to help these little kitty cats. My tea this morning's good. It's one you ought to try. It's bay, fennel, lemon verbena, hibiscus petals. You don't want to eat the whole flower, just the petals, the reproductive part of big flowers. Usually kind of bitter, and some may even have a little bit of toxicity. So just as a general rule, the edible flowers, the small ones, you usually eat the whole flower. The larger ones, just the petals, and that's the case with the hibiscus. Only if they're organic, by the way. And then some apple cider vinegar is also an ingredient in my tea today. Now, one of the things that's going on, a lot of you know that I play golf and I'm a golf fan. We've got a big tournament going on. It's the Open Championship. It used to be called the British Open. Now it's properly called the Open Championship. Our favorite young man, Jordan Spieth, in the tournament made the cut, but way back. He's birdieing some holes and playing well today, but it looks like it's down to two players that are just playing incredible. I'm in favor. I'm rooting for Henrik Stenson. He's a Swede. He's playing Phil Mickelson, and Phil's just doing a great job. But I'm for Henrik because he's a Swede, and they've never had a champion from Sweden. He would be the first, so obviously there's a tremendous amount of pressure on him. And I also happen to be biased a little bit because my wife is half Swede as well, half Swede, half Irish, and I think she's leaning that way as well. We've got a whole bunch of things to talk about in Howard's Garden, but we'll go ahead and pick up a couple of phone calls and then work in things as we go. I will say that we have a contest going on again. The one last week was a rice paper plant. We put a photograph on the website, and it's to be identified, and the winner, the first person to identify the photograph, gets one of the tests, the torque tests, the natural organic certification course, which we have produced with the help of Icon video, and we're kind of fired up about how people are responding to it. You know, you never know when you do something new like this if you're going to get people saying, well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Most of the people have been very complimentary, and I think you'll enjoy taking the course, whether you're a homeowner or a professional. If you're a professional, you can go through the 15 chapters successfully and get the certificate saying that you are officially a person who has passed the certification course and use it in your marketing, whatever you want to do. That's one of the reasons we set it up. But on the other hand, the course has been set up to not be too terribly difficult and technical so that homeowners can take the test, enjoy the test, and also use it for the benefit of having better gardens, whether it's vegetable gardens or herb gardens, potted plants, interior landscaping, interior plants, or small or large scale landscaping outside. It's hopefully we've hit a nice medium spot there. It's not that it's too easy. I think you'll enjoy taking it and learn from it, but not too terribly difficult. Just click on the big button right there on the homepage at dirtdoctor.com, and it can tell you all about it right there. If you want to try to identify the photograph that's there in the same place, just call the show or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. To the phones. Let's get started here, and then we'll work in some in Howard's garden as we go. Austin in Denton, Texas, first up. Hello, Austin.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
I have a question about orange oil.
All right.
I know we can mix it with the Garajuice Pro, and we are feeding for foliar seeds and for dealing with some insects and stuff. The question I want to ask, when you use a soil trench, is there any benefits to add orange oil for soil trench?
Right. There's a couple of issues here, Austin. It's a good question, and it brings up something maybe I ought to cover more often, more carefully. Garrett juice, the basic formula, compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, can have orange oil added to it and have be part of a soil detox program. It actually helps if you don't put it in too strongly in the mix. It actually helps to stimulate biological activity on a plant and in the soil as well. The Garajuice Pro that you mentioned, the commercial product that has microbes in it, has beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizae in it. The orange oil put in at 1 ounce probably is a good thing, and above that it might start injuring the microbes in the mix. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So if you use it, keep it down around 1 ounce per gallon. Don't go up to the 2 ounces that we often talk about for spraying and killing insects and even in the detox thing going into the soil. It doesn't hurt things in the soil. At 2 ounces, it actually stimulates them. But I'm just thinking that to avoid hurting the microbes in the mixture, you need to keep it down at the 1 ounce, you know, a little bit lighter application. But orange oil can stimulate, used at these light levels like we're talking about, can help stimulate microbes and can be part of a soil detox program. It's in my program.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Let's see what Norma's up to. Branson, Missouri. How, Norman?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
So, listen, I live in a mobile home park.
Okay.
And on four sides of me, there's privet. How? I mean, it grows in my yard. I pull it, and it, you know. How do I kill it? It grows like grass here.
It is a very invasive plant, isn't it? It's one of those plants that's kind of a frustrating thing because it's actually pretty or can be pretty, and when it blooms, it has an extremely fragrant flower. Somebody sent me a plant to identify this week, and the flowers looked like the white Greg's mist flower, and the foliage didn't, and I was really scratching my head. I sent it over to Britt, Botanical Research Institute of Texas over in Fort Worth, and they identified it as a variety of privet that I'd never seen before. It was a pretty nice ornamental plant. In your case, and in the case of a lot of projects where I consult, there's only one way to go, Norma, and I apologize before saying it, but it's physical removal is the only thing you can do.
It is not possible.
Well, there's nothing else you can do. There's no toxic chemical that would kill it, and we wouldn't want to do that anyway. There's no organic herbicide that
salt won't kill it.
No, well, it might long-term if you use a whole lot of it, but then you've fouled up the soil so much you can't grow anything else. One of the things you can do, if you physically remove it, cut it all down to the ground, you can spray the new regrowth as it tries to feather up and start growing again with the vinegar herbicides and things like that and burn it back and do a pretty good job. But when it's woody shrubs and big plants, there's nothing you can do but use a chainsaw, use an axe, use whatever you can to physically take it out first. That's just the honest truth. That's all you can do. We deal with it a lot. We've got it a lot here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's probably one of the most common invasive plants on projects where we get involved, and that's just all you can do.
Well, okay. That's
you can thank our Asian friends for it. It comes from the same part of Asia that crepe myrtles and Japanese maples and a lot of other things that we use a lot come from. It just happens to be a plant that the wildlife spreads the seeds, you know, and it just comes up all over the place.
Oh, yes. When the berries come out in the Now, I have a fence on three sides and a street in front, but it comes, you know, it's growing all across my fence, and I trim it, and I trim it, and I trim it, and the more I cut off one branch, and six grow back in its place.
I understand. I've been there.
And then when it gets all those little berries in the fall, well, the birds really love it, and then they get the berries on my neighbor's property, and then they come over and poop on my deck.
Well, that's the other thing you can do is after it flowers, before it forms the berries, trim it, which would be a little bit less trouble, and that would at least stop the berries from maturing and becoming more privet, more Chinese privet somewhere else. Sorry, I wish I had a better solution, but that's the one you got to use.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay,
potatoes.
Let me put you on hold then. I'll chat with you off there. Hang on a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor telephone number is 866-444-3478. And somebody called and said they wanted to identify the contest picture and then dropped off. Don't know about that, but we'll find out. Don't go away. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's go to Grand Prairie and talk to Harold, and then we'll get some of the In Howard's Garden stuff done. There's an open line if you want to jump on, too, at 866-444-3478. Hello, Harold.
Hey, Howard. I was just thinking, down at Lady Bird Lake in Austin, there's a number of trees that people have donated with plaques of their loved ones. And I was just thinking this would be a great idea in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with the five officers that we lost this past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Throughout the city of Dallas, you know, our native trees or, you know, Lady Bird Johnson preferred the live oak tree, but that for organizations to plant our native Texas trees, this would be a wonderful way that 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now when we're gone, these trees will still be there.
I think that's a great idea.
Those officers will not be forgotten, and the beauty of a tree.
That's a great idea. I don't know who one of the tree organizations maybe could get behind it. Maybe they already are. I don't know, but it's something that maybe you could help get rolling, Harold. Using a half a dozen of the toughest native plants as part of that native trees, I think would be a great idea. And not necessarily just the common things, the live oak, red oak, and cedar elm, but maybe things like big tooth maple. And big tooth maple might be really a cool choice. The Mexican white oak, I was talking to some people just this week about how fabulous a tree it is. It's an evergreen that is tough as nails, and a lot of people don't even know what it is, but it's terrific here. And there would be, some others that would fit in there and be great. I think that's a terrific idea.
Oh, Howard, that's why it's so important that your knowledge, because different types of trees that, especially evergreens, you know, the winter when it's kind of gray and there's nothing green, just having something green and to remember these officers, and for that matter, all public safety officers, fire, EMS personnel.
I like your idea.
In the state of Texas, if we lose an officer, we're planting trees throughout Texas and the nation. When the officer is laid to rest back in Michigan in his hometown, for the folks up in Michigan to know that people in the Dallas area have not forgotten that officer. So just kind of a new thing. You know, President Franklin Roosevelt said he was a tree grower, and this is just another way of getting more trees and remembering those who made the sacrifice for us.
That'd be great. If you get anything going, and I'll snoop around too, we'll talk more about that idea. That's great.
I'll drop you an email. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Harold. That's great. Let's go to, well, tell you what, let me work in a couple things, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. That number is 866-444-3478. It is, I'm getting some questions about fertilizing, and I'm getting questions about why is my plant not producing very well, not growing very well. And as I interrogate what the program has been so far, I run into often people saying that they haven't fertilized at all. And so sometimes the problem can be that the plants are just hungry. They're used to being fed in the nursery or whatever, and not fertilizing at all is a problem. I had somebody also tell me that the only thing they'd been doing was putting out Garrett juice. I think in this case it was their own mixture on some fruit trees, and they weren't growing and producing as well as they would like. The Garrett juice is a liquid product. I think that you can get away with using just it on some plants, some interior plants, orchids, different things. But basically big woody plants and things outside, I think you need, along with the liquid applications, and it is a fertilizer, but I think you need to use some dry fertilizer applications as well. When you're first starting your organic program, we recommend three times a year, early spring, early summer, and then fall. Once you get into it, you can cut back to one or two dry fertilizer applications a year, and then do the Garrett juice as a supplemental thing, either on a monthly or a quarterly basis, and you'll have good production on whatever you're trying to grow. You'll also hear people say at this time of the year, don't fertilize because you'll stimulate certain diseases. The gray leaf spot in St. Augustine grass is certainly brought up in that conversation. Well, you don't have that worry with the organic fertilizers. If you haven't fertilized at all and you need to fertilize, you can put out alfalfa meal. You can put out one of the wonderful organic blends, commercial products, any month of the year, no problem at all. You're not going to stimulate gray leaf spot or any other kind of disease with the nice, gentle organic fertilizers. Put them out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And if you haven't done it in a long time, it's time to do that work. And for everybody, your flowering plants, whether they're in beds or pots or whatever, they need to have a little supplemental fertilizing all along to stay blooming at their peak. You can use the Garrett juice mixtures, make your own, the commercial product. You can make some other liquid blend if you want to do that. But a little bit of dry fertilizer on those color plants is important to do, to kind of push them along. One of the things that happens is those plants come from nurseries, from growing operations, where they've been force-fed heavily. And if you take them off completely, they may stay alive, but they're not going to do very well. So you need to, they'll be hungry. You need to give them some organic fertilizer. Let's see. And diseases, if they do pop up, if you've got a new place and you've got disease in the turf or on other plants, the organic disease control measures work beautifully. The diseases in general in turf, best thing you can do is put down cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, like a fertilizer application, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And you'll get a little fertilizer value from it. But the main thing you're going to get is the stimulation of a beneficial microbe in the soil called trichoderma. Well, trichoderma eliminates, just overruns and eliminates the diseases, pathogens in the soil, whether it's brown patch or gray leaf spot or whatever. If you have slime mold, which looks like cigarette ashes on the leaves of the plant, or you get the, you know, colorful growths in mulch or in beds where there's a lot of organic matter, those things really don't hurt anything at all. That slime mold, we've done newsletters on them. There's plenty of information in our website, in the library on our website about slime mold. And you can just leave it and not even worry about it. Or take a cultivating tool and rough it up. That'll knock it out. The only place slime mold will be damaging is if it gets so big it grows up on small plants and covers the plant. And it'll, you know, shade them out and kill them. But in general, slime mold is not. It looks kind of bad sometimes, but it really doesn't do any damage. Sometimes it looks like an animal threw up. It might be yellow or white or even red, bright red. And it's just this growth, weird-looking growth, especially in mulch areas. And that's what it is. If you want to look up what we recommend on the library, it's called slime mold. Okay, let me get a couple more phone calls in, and then we'll do some more of that. It'll be Ann's turn in Corsicana. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Howard. So I wanted to ask, we've reached that point garden-wise where the tomatoes are starting to go, and, you know, we're picking squash all the time and all that, but I'm trying to look towards what we plant next. When do we put the broccoli in and the Brussels sprouts for the fall? And what can we grow now in what is ridiculously warm weather that won't die off?
Right. Well, you can plant a lot
of and cantaloupe.
You can do a lot of summer things still. Now we've got plenty of time for you to go a whole new bunch of cantaloupe, squash. You can do okra. Okra will take off, grow like crazy, and you'll have plenty of production before fall gets around. All of those summer kind of things, you can just plant a whole new round. The winter things, the fall plants, it's a little bit too early. You can start planning and look at your seed catalogs, get your seed ordered and ready, or plan on getting the transplants from the nurseries, but it's a little bit too early for those right now. But for planting,
yeah, and then one other thing, go ahead.
For, you know, you can plant tomatoes again right now, and you can plant peppers again right now. I mean, I was talking to somebody off the air earlier. One of the things that's happening now, we had such cool, rainy weather in the early part of the growing season. I think it's more important than ever to have some shade cloth on some of the things that you're growing that you would be planting now, or you may already have planted, and they're trying to get going in this intense sunshine and heat, needs a little shade, so shade cloth helps. Peppers, if you've got some shady spots in your garden, plant the peppers in the shade. They'll grow and produce in the shade.
I've always planted mine next to the tomatoes because tomatoes get so high and it acts as a barrier.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
One other thing I wanted to discuss was we have started fermenting pickles as
good.
Opposed to traditional.
Yeah,
and they were really good. They're
yeah.
very, very similar to the Vlasics or the old-style deli pickles that we used to get. But we were wondering, can you ferment okra?
Yeah, you can basically do there are entire books written on this fermentation stuff, and any kind of vegetables you can put into a chop them up and ferment them and create something, a salsa that's fermented, or you know, any number of different dishes, and they're all very, very good for you. There's two or three really good books on the market that really go into it in detail.
Well, I know they have increased benefits, flora benefits. They help your intestinal
health
life.
With and, the you gut know, you life. Can, that's exactly right.
You don't have to have just Dr. O'Hara's. You have other options, too. Not that Dr. O'Hara's isn't a wonderful product, but it is a little expensive, and this way is something you can do for yourself.
It's a great way to go.
I appreciate your time, Howard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
And I will definitely. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, the O'Hara's product and the fermentation is the way I go, but one or the other is fine, too. Let's see. Let's talk to Doris, and then I'll get back to my stuff in Cedar Creek, or at Cedar Creek, I guess. Hi, Doris.
Good morning, Howard.
Hey.
Actually, I called originally to find about what you think about her, what the best way is to get fleas off of baby kittens, but I was on hold, and I also would like to know if you can tell me why my grapefruit and lemon tree keeps dropping its fruit. Two questions.
Well, on the fruit, are the citrus plants in full sun?
Yes, they're pretty much.
Okay. Can you hold on with me, and we'll won't
I
be
sure
rushed
can.
About it, and we'll talk when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We've got a newsletter, and it's free. You can sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let's see where we were. We were with Doris, Cedar Creek. Doris, you still there?
I am.
Let's talk about the fleas first, and then I think you had another question. The fleas, the flea control that works the best without any question is beneficial nematodes. Have you tried that technique yet?
Howard, I'm really, really bad. My knees and back are real bad. I have bought beneficial nematodes at least 3 times, and I have not been able to get them out.
Okay.
They sit in my refrigerator, and I'm sure they die.
Well, yeah, they won't do you any good there. Maybe you can get somebody to help you with it, because you've got to get them at the source, and the source is, you know, out on the site and everything. The fleas on the kitties, if you can bathe them, you can kill the fleas with any kind of mild soap if you can bathe them.
I'll try.
Yeah, it absolutely will kill them.
They're very young, but I sure will. They'll get their bath. I mean, they're old enough to bathe.
Yeah, just do a real, very gentle soap, and if you can use one of the pet soaps that, you know, has some herbal ingredients in it, it'll help even more. Don't use orange oil on cats, kittens, and cats. Their skin is really sensitive to orange oil, so use very, very mild ones.
Okay.
And then try to get the nematodes out. Orange oil sprayed and used as a cleaner in the house, along with natural diatomaceous earth and boric acid products and things like that, will help inside the house. But the real control is going to come by getting those beneficial nematodes out properly outside.
Yeah. I keep thinking I'll be able to do it, and I'll buy another package of them or container, and then I can't, and then I'll think, later on I'll think, Well, I'm feeling better now. Maybe I can do it. And I'll buy some more. And then I can't. And it has nothing.
I understand.
It's an ongoing story.
Try to find somebody that can help you with that and then do those other things inside and get these little kitties back in good shape.
Oh, thank you. What about dropping the grapefruit and lemon?
Oh, the flowers on the plants?
No, the fruit. It makes a lot of flowers.
Oh, you get the flowers and then the fruit aborts? Okay.
Yeah.
One thing that I would recommend that you try, if you haven't already, is Garrett juice on a regular basis. I see nothing that helps plant set flowers and fruit than that Garrett juice mixture. And I think that the vinegar, as well, the whole mixture does some good. But the vinegar, the apple cider vinegar, is probably the most important.
What ratio does apple cider vinegar and Garrett juice?
Garrett juice is a mixture of compost tea, apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. The compost tea, or a liquid humic material of some kind, you can use a lot of different things. You put a cup of that concentrate in a gallon of water, and then you put an ounce of each one of the other ingredients in that same gallon of water, the molasses, the seaweed, and the apple cider vinegar, an ounce per gallon. But you want all of those ingredients. The formula is on our website and in my books and everything all the time.
Okay.
So make it yourself, or if you don't want to do the homemade stuff, you can buy the commercial product.
But I can buy the one that has the Garrett juice, it has the apple cider vinegar in it, or do I need to
all
add
of the
some?
Commercial products have apple cider vinegar in the product, yeah.
And it has enough?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd probably go that route.
All righty.
Thank you, sir, for your help.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, that's one of the many benefits of Garrett juice, is help setting the flowers and keeping the fruit on the plants. It works extremely well. The formula is there for you to make it anytime you want to, like I said, in all of our publications and everything. If you don't like doing that, there are three commercial products. One is the base product, plain Garrett juice, and then the one called Garrett Juice Plus contains some fish, liquid fish. The Plus contains the fish, and then the Garrett Juice Pro is the one, and then two different manufacturers make it, but it's the one that actually contains the beneficial microbes, bacteria, and mycorrhizal fungus. So will help you even more than the plain. But the plain formula will help with the fruit set, flowers and fruit set tremendously. Well, let's see what our friend Dottie in Paris is up to. Hey, Dottie.
It is another one of God's beautiful days.
It is. Thank you for calling. What can we do for
you? The lady that was talking and everybody with their tomatoes, look carefully at your stems. And where you've got some leaves that are starting to turn, they're no good anymore, but look at the parent plant of the stems, and where you've got new growth coming out, cut that old leaf section off.
Yeah, so the new can dominate and take off, yeah.
And make you more tomatoes.
That's right.
I keep a pair of school kids' scissors up in my garden for snipping off leaves like that.
That's a good idea.
It works great. And now I have a question about something that I'm seeing that's real unusual.
Okay.
I'm a bird watcher, and I'm seeing a bird that I do not know what is. It looks like a larger cardinal, the same coloring and everything, but it's got dark in the wings, no crest. And
no
now
crest.
With the fledglings that have come along, the birds are almost black. I don't know what it is.
Well, we've got a website called Birdzilla, and we'll check with that and with the people that run that, the moderators that help us on our website with birds. Let me see if I can come up with it.
It does not have a crest.
I do not know offhand, but I'll look into it, and I'll throw it on the air if I can come up with an answer for you. Okay?
I appreciate you, but do that with your tomatoes, and you'll have new tomatoes coming on.
Thank you, Dottie. Appreciate it.
Make it a blessed day.
Okay, see you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back for hour number two after this. Do not go away. DirtDoctor.com in the meantime.